Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkann, and he is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. Now, Joel, honestly, I've been struggling to find individual topics to talk about over the last couple weeks now because so much is range-bound. Similar comments that I had with Ed Moya just earlier today. However, what I want to ask you here and what I want to focus on a bit more is longer-term trends. Do you see attractive markets? Do you see any attractive trades right now that you think is a longer-term bullish trend that investors, well, it's not a good idea to ever just invest in something and close your eyes. They can invest in maybe this market or that market and have a little bit of confidence that there is some downside support if we do get some sort of a broad sell-off or anything like that.
I think you just got to go where the money's been made. The money's been made in the tech sector, right? Those stocks were strong pre-COVID. They've turned out to be safe havens during, you know, this rally and have led the market to new all-time highs. So, I mean, I think you got to go, you know, where your bread is buttered. And that has been in the tech sector. So without calling out individual issues here, you just have to pick support in these things and find an area or scale into. But tech is what got you here. Cloud is what's got you here. So stick with the winners at this point instead of, you know, trying to pick up the garbage off the floor.
So you're not too concerned about that recent lawsuit that's filed against Google? It really just goes in hand with all kinds of lawsuits that have been filed against these high-flying tech stocks, just not so many in the U.S.
Oh, man, this has been going on for so long, you know, and I just look at the price reaction to when these things come out. Actually, while we were doing the pre-market prep show this morning, the DOJ revealed their suit and they hit Google. It got actually in the red. Now I'm looking at it and it's up $6 on the session. So, you know, if the big money is not running from this, then, you know, why should I? Why should the small money? I think that you could really do yourself a disservice by, you know, focusing on that from here on out, because it may never be resolved. And, you know, who knows what the actual resolution might be. Fines. I mean, is the DOJ going to break up the company? I mean, is the DOJ going to look the same if we have a change in the White House? I mean, just too many unknowns, too many things that I can't predict that, if you're a headline trader and you want to hit a stock on something like that, I think you just have to be aware that it's going to take a long time for this to be resolved.
Yeah. Oh, and it might never be resolved because they just bring different lawsuits. Who knows, right? And some of these tech giants have gotten some pretty substantial fines and they haven't really blinked on the back of any of these. Do you think that, too, when this election finally gets behind us in the U.S., whether it is in a couple of weeks or whether it stretches for who knows how much longer, that tech could also draw some more money in when all these headlines are behind these tech giants because of the fact that there's a lot of headlines when we're going through an election season really going after tech and how they handle all the misinformation that is spread around the internet?
Yeah, I mean, election's a whole nother thing here, Corey, to talk about. And there are issues, there are sectors that are coming into favor, anticipation of a Biden win. The marijuana sector is one. The solar sector, clean energy is another. Boy, oh boy. I mean, I think that, you know, you're coming up on perhaps one of the most important presidential elections in the history of the United States here. And I'm just hoping that there is a winner on 2 weeks from today. I think lingering out and battling over this won't do anything for our country. And, we got to get back to, you know, possible stimulus package or combating COVID-19. So I don't say anything in the election. I don't know. I'm kind of bullish either way, and that's kind of unusual for me. I think if the Democrats get in, perhaps they'll push a bigger package. I think the Democrats, for the most part, are stalling to not get a package done because that would help Trump. You have the Democrats that are getting reelected that are, you know, or they're up for reelection are, you know, clamoring for it. So, man, there's just a lot going on. And I got to sort out the politics and I just have to stick to the fundamentals and the stocks and the earnings they're producing. Because if not, you're going to drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, to your comment, there's a lot going on, but it's just a lot of noise, right?
It is,
that's the problem with all this. Let's just get the election behind us, and I'm with you. Let's hope that the election is behind us in about 2 weeks' time. Joel, one other sector that you and I do talk about is the gaming sector, especially sports gambling stocks. And DraftKings recently just had an offering that they did below market, but that stock has just run so much. But the stock did get hit on the announcement of that offering. What's your thought on still the stability, the health of these gaming stocks?
I mean, right now, the NFL season's going okay. These stocks are trading at extremely high valuations. The DraftKings setting up technically made that run from 17 and change to over 60. I think that closed at 63. The following day after making that all-time high at 63, lo and behold, they come out with a 32 million share offering. And that ended up being at $52 that they had to do to get that done. And the stock did not hang out at 52 for very long if you were on the buying end of that. And you had the lockup expiration 180 days after a stock, becomes publicly traded. Insiders could sell. So you had another round of selling that took the stock yesterday to 41.70. Now, sometimes these events are over-anticipated. It becomes a crowded trade. You're kind of seeing that in DraftKings so far today. It is in the red. There was a block trade, a big block trade before the open at 42.16. Interestingly, that's below the low of the day. The low of the day is currently 42 in change here, 42.42. Yesterday's low, 41.70. So you got through the 32 million share offering. It looks like you're getting through the lockup expiration. So if you've been looking to buy DraftKings on a dip, this is the dip. I would keep an eye on the parallels from, as I said, the last two sessions. If you're looking for a little bit of cheaper entry price, there's a trio of lows around 40 from earlier in September. I just wonder if people are just going to run out of money, you know, gambling, you know, if they're, you know, historically, you know, Vegas is there for a reason. The hotels are built for a reason. People have the penchant to keep coming back and wagering. But, you know, so far we'll have to see if these stocks' earnings actually replicate their valuations.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And let's also see what that funding package comes from the government, because some of that money obviously going to end up in sports gambling, unfortunately.
Yeah, true.
Joel, you talk metals on your pre-market prep show fairly regularly, and there right now continue to be precious metals that continue to be boring. Gold is really just hanging around this 1900 level, but base metals have started to get another buy. Copper, for example, dipped below $3 and has just recently popped now above $3, trading around $3.11 right now. So we've seen a little bit more money come into the base metals over the precious metals. Where do you think the balance is here?
I mean, I think that this is predicated on, you know, expansion and growth and economies and building. And we'll see. I mean, if that's actually going to be the case. So, I mean, you don't want to fight the trend here in copper after what, 3-5 months in a row of straight up, actually, you know, 5 months. It had a little bit of a breather. And I think that's just based on, you know, big stimulus package, another, you know, strong recovery. No matter who gets in there, gold, I'm just looking at this consolidation station here and, you know, major tops and major bottoms are always important, but I always like to keep an eye on consolidation periods. And you've had a long one here, actually in the gold market. I'm going back to October 8th here, and you've been in basically in 1885 to 1930, 1935 trading range, and you're kind of in the middle of it. So consolidations lead to, you know, better moves. The move has been up in gold for quite some time. Had the hard falls, had the long consolidation, just not sure what the catalyst is going to be to get us back up to that $2,000 area.
Yeah, Joel, I know. It's kind of boring, isn't it?
Hey, yep.
Maybe after the election, it won't be this boring, but if this election gets dragged on, then it guaranteed will be this boring. So, you know what? We had a historic start to the year, a historic first little while, and now maybe a little bit of a breather is just fine. But you need to consider, especially for precious metals, they've already had a very good year. So that's something to take to the bank for all those investors. Joel, not much more to report here, but we will be chatting again next week. If anybody wants Joel and I to address any certain topic, any certain market, please just email me, fleck@kereport.com. Joel is well-versed in pretty much any market out there. He talks about everything on his pre-market prep show, so I'm happy to address any markets, any sectors that all of you want to hear. Joel, thanks for your time today. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Corey. Talk to you next Tuesday.